Previously with Darren Maule.
Almost 20 to 9 on East Coast Breakfast. Good, bad and ugly time with Terence Pellet. Good morning, Terence.
Good morning, Darren.
What is your boggle?
Well, I'll tell you, the South African Social Security Agency is my boggle. I don't know if you remember this, right, in February this year.
I do.
I brought the story of disabled and pensioners on this new SASSA card system, where their monies weren't going into bank accounts anymore. They were just going into the SASSA cards, and they had to go to supermarkets and that kind of thing to draw up their pensions. Well, there were lots of problems at that time, and we heard from people, and I got a steady stream of emails to this day from people having problems with the system, monies missing from their accounts and that kind of thing. And so one of these, 6 months later, I decided to revisit the story with a case study that had come to me and said that his pension had been fraudulently withdrawn from his account three times. This is a pensioner who relies on this money to make basic ends meet. Listen to what he has to say. Kay, tell me what happened with SASSA.
I went to SASSA at the Phoenix office. Somebody has reported my card was lost using my name, reported that the card was lost, and they made a new card on my name.
Yeah.
And usually I pick up my social grant on the 1st of every month. This person went on the 31st of July and picked up the social grant. And I went on the 1st of August to pick up my social grant. I found that my money was already taken. So I went to SASSA office and notified what has taken place. And they sent me to make a verification note. I went to Tonga to verify that I'm the rightful owner of the ID, which I did. And I've been running to and fro the SASSA office for the last 2 weeks.
Okay, so when you went to the SASSA office and you told them that your grant was not in your SASSA account, what was their response?
Their response was that the money was already paid.
As far as they know, to you?
It did. Yeah, as far as they know, the money was paid out. They made a card on my name. I don't know how it's possible, but I had to go through all the process of security check, like fingerprints, ID verification, voice recognition, and all those things I had to go through. But I don't know how it's possible for a person to make a card on my name without going through all this security check. It's really baffled to me.
Now, I believe that this is not the first time you've had this experience.
No, this is not the first time. This is the third time it happened to me.
And
each time, I'm losing money, which I had to wait for about 6-8 months for this to be rectified.
And you're a pensioner with bills to pay. You wait 6 to 8 months.
That's correct. At the moment for this month, I haven't been paid. And in fact, I'm struggling.
What is SASSA's response? Do they admit liability?
No, they're not at the moment. They're not admitting nothing whatsoever. They say on their side, it's all okay. But to me, it seems like the job is from the inside.
Oh, my word. What are you supposed to do when they won't help you?
This is a huge problem because, you know, you're not dealing with just ordinary people here. You're dealing with pensioners. You're dealing with old people. You're dealing with the disabled. These are monies owed to them by the state. And at the time, this I spoke to Mr. Mahai from SASSA, and he told me that additional security measures would be put in place, apart from the ID verification, the fingerprint verification, the voice recognition, plus biometric scanners at each of these supermarkets and outlets that you can collect your SASSA pension from. I can tell you, to date, 6 months later, after this big promise, a lot of these offices don't have those fingerprint biometric scanners in there. So you could, if you're a disabled person and I'm an unscrupulous crook, I could go and hold you up, get your SASSA card and your PIN, and go to any supermarket and draw out this money. And you would be out of your
pension. And, of course, as an old or sickly or disabled person, you are so much it's much easier to victimize you than
vulnerable people. 100%. And what's more, these guys have to take taxis and buses to get to any of these outlets to collect their pension.
And that was the problem we raised 6 months ago, or you did, six months ago. Did you speak to SASSA?
I did. So I spoke to Vusi Mahai from SASSA, who said that the issue is worrying, but for me, if it's so worrying, why is it continuing? Mr. Mahai, what kind of security measures have you implemented at SASSA since we last spoke in February this year?
Like in other countries, our card is a bank card.
Now, precisely because the bank card is therefore vulnerable because it obviously carries cash, and criminals out there, they will do whatever. If you decide intentionally to commit crime, there's no way that we can 100% guarantee.
So does this card carry the same kind of protection that other bank cards like credit cards and debit cards carry?
The card that we're using is from Green Right Bank,
which is not a transactional bank.
The fact of the matter is that they are required to comply in terms of strict standards like any other bank.
Okay, a man has had money taken out of his account three times, once in Richards Bay when he was actually in Johannesburg at the time. How is something like this allowed to happen, Mr. Mahai?
I think the issue here will be that they took a loophole in terms of getting the card stolen or lost. Now then, there will be somebody from inside the contractor who then colluded with somebody else to then duplicate this card, who said it's been closed because it's stolen, but through somebody else. And those are dubious characters that need to be taken out of the system, because somebody from outside will not be able to do that thing independently. But so I think what I can advise the client is that it must go to our nearest office, but also will require that we must therefore open a formal case with police so that we're able to transact on it. We'll therefore put an investigation in place with an intention to see whether it's possible that she can be refunded.
So I think the question then, Mr. Mahai, is how can something like this happen? You're saying that it would have to be an insider colluding with an outsider.
Yeah, I think that thing happens everywhere, even in terms of the bank, your normal bank. If we have got somebody dishonest within a system, he would be able to loot.
Now, this pensioner said that the last time that money was removed from his account, it took six months to get it back. Is that normal procedure for SASSA?
It will depend in terms of the complication of the challenge. Because I'm saying that you will need to, before you refund, you obviously need to investigate and ascertain that it's not him that removed. You can't take it from what he or she says.
How seriously does SASSA view these problems?
We are very serious about it. We are very serious and committed in terms of removing all those that are related to us in terms of the system who default it left and right. And I can rest you assured that as the time goes on, we will be able to get it right.
Well, you know, talk is cheap. You can say 6 months ago he told me that they were serious about this issue, but this is ongoing. What I can't understand is that they're backed by Grindrod Bank, and Grindrod Bank is not a transactional financial institution.
Yeah.
So you can't go into Grindrod Bank and do things with this card.
Yeah.
So I can't understand why the systems that are in place to curb this kind of fraud and corruption isn't more stringent.
And this is, again, this is a part of our society that, you know, you go 6 months without your payment, you can lose where you're staying, you don't have food, you have chronic medication. It has dire consequences.
Absolutely. The fact of the matter is you're not dealing with something inanimate here. You're dealing with people. You're dealing with human beings, you know. Mm. And you're dealing with not just human beings, but you're dealing with old human beings. You're dealing with disabled human beings. You're dealing with the indigent, basically, who rely on these pensions just to make ends meet and just to eat. I find it unconscionable that an organization would say, yes, we know about the problem. Yes, in order for it to happen, there has to be collusion between one of our employees and someone from the outside, then why don't you actually do something about it?
It's crazy.
It is completely crazy.
It is quite a ridiculous state of affairs. If you know of a similar scenario, if you have been affected by this as well, if you're a pensioner or if your parents or grandparents are having issues, please get into contact with Terence Play. You can send him an email. That's terence@ecr. There's one R in Terence. terence@ecr.co.za. And if you are the younger people, of course, you can get a hold of Terence on Twitter as well. That's Terence Pillay, one, again, one R in Terence. And this 6 months and not one step closer to a resolution than you were when you brought this story to us.
And I tell you what, not only am I going to track the story, I'm going to be a thorn in SASSA's side until something changes here.
Fabulous. Thank you for being that thorn. All right, so this story definitely not going away. The blog is available on our page as well. This story by Terence Pillay, it's on ecr.co.za. Click on shows, click on East Coast Breakfast, and it's there for you. We'll catch up with you next Wednesday.
Yep. Darren Moore, every morning.